Hello, friends. Well, I think I'm actually going to get wet. It's been threatening rain. I'm walking beside on the walking biking path beside the road that leads from our town to Danny's. And so I drove halfway and parked, and now I'm going to walk. I was going to get some exercise. Here you can hear the cars going by every once in a while. Get some exercise, do some reading, take something to Danny. And the main reason for going over there right now was to say goodbye to his in-laws, Junior and Lisa Phillips. And they leave tomorrow. They've been here for a couple of weeks. And in fact, Junior was, those of you who are on the Ayerdi diehards list, you saw the work that they did at the Green Gate yesterday. Anyway, all that to say, it's been threatening rain for days. We didn't get anything. And it's sort of like, yeah, right, it's going to rain for sure. And so now it's actually starting to rain. Sprinkle, anyway. So another thing that's different is that I don't have a cheat sheet, so I just go with what I remember here from the last few days or last week or so. Last week, let me see what day it was. Wednesday, maybe. I actually published the devotional book in Spanish that I've been talking about for so long. So that was wonderful. And I've started sending out gift copies. And hopefully churches will, pastors, that's who I'm sending them to, will see the usefulness of it and get some for their people or whatever. Anyway, they're available on Amazon and Kindle version as well. I'm so excited to have been able to do the Kindle part myself. I've never thought I could. It just seemed very complicated, but in the end, I was able to do it, so it's up there. And now I'm working on the English version, which I hope to have ready to publish in about 2 weeks, Lord willing. We'll see. At any rate, also I've said a lot about that too, but anyway, David Bell is helping me make sure those are all grammatically correct. And he's having to use some red ink, a fair bit of red ink, figuratively speaking. He's doing it on the computer, but anyway, so that's, and then we are just right days away from publishing the John Gospel, the Gospel of John study book, which was we've been working on for really all summer, basically. And it's about ready to go. Not an e-version, but, I mean, not a Kindle version, but the regular printed version. So we're hoping to get that out and hoping it will be very well received, because it should be a very good tool for unsaved contacts reading the Gospel of John and learning about it as they go along, answering questions and so forth, and then also for new believers. I'm going by a few ladies here that are going in my direction, so I'm going to jog by them so I don't wonder what in the world I'm doing. Hola. So anyway, the sprinkling hasn't gotten any worse at this point. So we're in publishing mode here quite a bit. Had a great service yesterday. You saw the picture. I think I sent it out yesterday. We just had a full crowd. And, you know, I guess anywhere, that picture includes a bunch of growing believers, but it has unsaved visitors. There's a few. There's even a Muslim. One of our ladies brought a Muslim lady. I think that was yesterday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. And then there's a number of others. There goes a little bit of a hot rock. Then there's a number of others who are struggling, and you know, in every stage of the spiritual fight and walk. And so the co-workers, we're all spread out working with the various ones in discipling and training, but also, well, and basically training as best we can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, always on the lookout for leadership, for people capable of responsibility, qualified, growing, and so there's a good many of those, and then there's, you know, there's plenty of heartaches or heartbreakers, you know, who, you know, could be enjoying life with the Lord so much, but because of weakness and flesh, lack of faith and whatnot, they just stumble through life, you know, always seem to be behind on the curve. So anyway, I think that's the same guy. So appreciate your prayers. We'll pray for Walter. I guess he's one that comes to mind right now. He's a father, has two young girls. The mother, he was never married to. The mother doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Hasn't for years. She's been with any number of other guys, and now she's basically let the girls go. And he loves the girls, and he's doing his best to train them, but he's got to work, and the girls are, they get out of school early, and then he has to balance work and the girls and training and, you know, making ends meet. And he definitely is one of our more complicated situations that we hardly know how to, I mean, we encourage him in the Lord. He loves the Lord, loves the Word, and just has a wonderful attitude and has done nothing but grow spiritually since he got saved a couple years ago. But, oh my, what in the world how do you encourage someone who is so completely surrounded by, you know, the results of previous decisions that don't seem to have any easy answer or easy solution? So if you'll pray for Walter, he's, in spite of his name, he doesn't know English. And we got a number of other ones, you know, but I guess he would be one I'd appreciate your prayers for as we try to, excuse me, guide him in his very, very difficult, complicated life. He's a young guy, I don't think he's 30 yet, and has such such baggage. So, sorry. I get these sort of coughing fits. It's about the only thing left over from COVID, except the fatigue that I get almost every day, but not nearly as much as before. Just total lack of energy. I don't want to do anything in the afternoon. I mean, it'll hit me, and I just want to go lie down, get horizontal. And I'm sleepy, tired, exhausted, but then I can't sleep. I just sort of lay there and feel miserable because it doesn't really help. Until finally I just get up because something has to be done somewhere, whatever. I get up after an hour or maybe even an hour and a half, and I get some fresh air and start moving around, and it seems to blow by. But, yeah, it's somewhat of an annoying thing to deal with, but very grateful things weren't, ever got really, really bad, and so far there haven't been worse effects than that. And I've got friends and people I know in the hospital right now, you know, and they've been hit a lot harder than I have. Okay, well, I don't want to drag on. I'd love to give you a video where I am. It's all green. I'm among green trees. I'm away from the road now. And it's beautiful and not nearly as hot as it had been. So we're definitely in the fall. Okay. Well, I'll let you go. And I appreciate your communication and prayers and texts. And God is at work. And we're very grateful to be serving Him. Mimi is very busy with her English classes, with her English students who she regularly gives the gospel to and takes every opportunity she can to work the Word of God into the conversations or values, truth values, you know. So pray for her as she has that input, that ministry into lives of the people in our town. Take care then. God bless you. Goodbye.